Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, August 6th, Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with them. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Commentary by Father Joan Serra from Barcelona, Spain. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Today, the Gospel speaks of the transfiguration of our Lord on Mount Tabor. After Peter's confession, Jesus started to say that it was necessary for the Son of Man to be condemned to death, and that he would rise on the third day. This passage of the transfiguration of Jesus has to be placed within this context. Saint Anastasius of Sinai writes that he who had donned our miserable skin as a tunic is today dressed with a divine dress, and a dazzling light wraps him up as a robe. The message that Jesus transfigured brings to us is the Father's words, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." To listen means to abide by his will, to contemplate his person, to imitate him, to put into practice his advice, to take up our own cross and follow him. To avoid any misunderstandings, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The three apostles are looking at Jesus transfigured, proof of his divinity, but the Savior does not want them to spread the news until after his resurrection, when it will be possible to understand the scope of this episode. Christ speaks to us through the Gospel, and when we pray, we can then repeat Peter's words, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here," particularly after the Holy Communion. Because the Lord Christ, having announced his death to his disciples, reveals his glory at the sacred mountain, and, having the law and the prophets as witnesses, he makes them understand his passion is necessary to reach the glory of the resurrection, a lesson we Christians should never forget.